The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Reddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm fabulous.
Yes.
Yes, this is a discussion that you're into.
Yes.
For the second week in a row, we have Mark Snyder from Snyder Plumbing. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for coming back in with us to talk about plumbing. We're excited you're here, because last week we had a really good discussion. I think we're going to continue with that this week.
Good.
All right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, advising, and assisting clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jreddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jreddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab, and you can look at all the construction at Dunmore Corners.
Yeah, see, line out outline a detour route is my, I mean, we sit there. How long did you sit at the alley this morning?
5 minutes. I just sat there and watched. They had the light blinking red, and I had a flagger there, and I just, it was painful.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
It's everywhere.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Look us up on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. And jruddy.com is mobile friendly. Okay, Mark Snyder, Snyder Plumbing. It's a family business. You've been doing it 25 years. You're based in Scranton, but you go all over the place.
Sure.
Okay. So last week we had a very good discussion. We ended the show. We were talking about things that clog our sinks. Never put down grease in the sink.
Never.
Sometimes it's unavoidable, but hair goes down the drains, which causes clogs. You said that any kind of liquid...
Drain opener
would be okay, but the crystal stuff
is not so good.
No, definitely not.
Stay away from that. Right. It gets in the pipes, it hardens, and it's like concrete, causing more problems. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else should not go down a drain?
Food deposits, stuff like that, anything.
Without a garbage disposal. I mean, obviously, if you have a garbage disposal, that's what it's supposed to do. But people do put food down their sinks.
Oh, definitely.
And they flush it, too.
Yeah, you see some people, they'll be in the strainer in the sink, they'll be loading the food in there, and whatever doesn't go down, they'll be using a knife to force it through the drain to get it to go down.
Oh, God. Oh my God. Okay, so, well,
that's no problem.
You just never know what you're going to see. You just never know.
Keeps you in business.
Oh, definitely.
Keeps you busy and in business, right?
And like I said, my father's working with me, and he was a machinist by trade. So he sees this stuff and he's like amazed every time. I'm like, Dad, don't look into it too much, because you never know what the next job's going to show you.
Well,
you
Matt,
just never know.
Yeah, last week you mentioned sometimes it's people that do this maybe aren't really thinking about it. It's not their property.
Right.
They're a tenant, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But there are people that are homeowners that just, this is the way that they live, right?
That's it.
Okay.
Ignorance is bliss, right?
That's for sure.
All right. What about flushable baby wipes? Are they really flushable?
They say that they are, but I'm sure it's not good for the toilet. Definitely not.
They get jammed up if there's any kind of obstruction or...
Yes, for myself, sometimes you don't know, because if they call you, if the toilet is blocked, of course, you hit it with a plunger and it goes through, not knowing exactly what was there that went through there. But I've taken toilets out where I've seen them stuck in there, but I think for the most part... If you don't, I mean, one piece would probably be okay, but if they load them up, of course, it's going to block it up.
And some people are starting to use those now instead of toilet paper, and I think on a consistent basis, I think...
You're asking for trouble.
I think you're asking for trouble.
What about tissues? Should they go down the toilet?
I don't think it'll cause too much of a problem. It's a soft, it all depends on what the quality of the tissues are. You get the real soft, brittle ones that are going to break up a little bit, or something that's a little bit heavier. But basically, just toilet paper is what I would recommend in the toilet.
Well, we have a story that happened not too long ago at the office, and it caused havoc. And our handyman, Pat Devaney,
I should have called you Mark, because I almost died.
That's not
he
easy.
Really did. I mean, he was physically spent. I mean,
I got the machine. I have the big machine.
Right.
And he worked for a plumber, so he was trained.
I know enough to get me in trouble.
Right, right. You know where you're looking for, right?
But anyway, the waistline was blocked going out. We have a floor drain. It was coming up. We tried the plunger. Nothing's working. We tried the liquid drain opener. It's not doing anything. I says, here we go. I tried a short snake, 25-footer. Didn't even touch it.
Right.
I got to bring in the big stuff.
Right, right.
And I brought in the machine. And the problem was paper towels.
Right.
I kept pulling out paper towels.
Jeez.
How many times do you see that? The only thing that should go down the toilet is what comes out of you and toilet paper.
Exactly.
Nothing else, right?
Right.
Nothing.
Definitely.
Nothing else.
Definitely.
But some people feel, you know, maybe just they just don't care. They take the paper towel, they dry their hands instead of throwing it in the trash. They throw it in the toilet, and that brings nothing but problems.
Blockage, definitely.
Well, you know, you have sometimes situations where you have children in the house, and they don't know any better, and you know, the little toys probably make their way. What's the most interesting thing you've ever pulled out of a drain or a line?
Well, I went to a job down in Old Forge, and the guy was honest with me. He said, the toilet's blocked. He said, what it's blocked is he was brushing his dentures and his teeth fell out into the toilet.
And then, oh, my God.
When you drop something down the toilet, I don't know what the percentage of things going through the toilet and then into the sewer system, but most cases it gets right on the bottom. So what I did was I took the toilet out, and there was his dentures.
Oh, my God.
But the worst part was, of course, it was wrapped in everything that's
in
there. And I asked him, would you like them back? He's like, nah, we replaced them.
I'll get new ones. Thank God. I thought you were going to tell me you used them.
No.
I had them. I figure, well.
You want?
He's like, nah. I know they're not cheap.
Yeah, I'm good.
Right.
Oh, God. Yeah,
that was nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Interesting.
But it's funny with kids. I have two boys. They're 10 and 9, and there was never a problem with the toilet. But some people's kids are constantly throwing things down the toilet. They're just infatuated by it. Like, let's see how Big Bird floats through the toilet. And it's a problem. And of course, once or twice. But a lot of kids, they just want to keep throwing stuff
down. Yeah, they don't understand.
There.
And that you can see. But, you know, adults, I don't know. So Pat has always trained Patrick, and we haven't had that problem. He never had that.
Knock on wood.
Obsession with
either.
The toilet,
never.
Thank God. But, you know, we're like nothing except for toilet paper goes in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's move on. What about drains, floor drains? Where should they be all throughout the house? Obviously, we see them in a cellar basement area. Should, you know, if you have a first floor laundry, if you have a second floor, a lot of what's popular second floor laundries these days, it would be a good idea, right?
Yeah, sometimes with the floor drain or like with the laundry, they sell like a pan you put underneath there. And then the piping, that could be piped into the drain, whether it be next to it, downstairs, whatever. Because, of course, it won't create any damage. You'll see the water in the pan tell you there's an issue going on. Even in some places, they put the water heaters, like electric water heaters, in 2 or 3 unit apartment buildings, and there's no room in the basement, so they put it in a closet.
Right.
So if you put a pan underneath, you do the little bit extra work, it could be leaking for who knows how long, and at least it'll be going into the drainage system instead of coming through the ceiling, ruining the rugs, all kind of stuff
ceiling,
like that.
Ceiling, yeah. You have to sheetrock after something like
it
that.
It could be a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Could be a real disaster.
Now, you were talking about putting the drain under a washing machine. Washing, the supply lines for washing machines, how long do they usually last?
Well, it's one of those things, depending on what the pressure is. A lot of times you see them that they had the old style, the rubber hoses. the best thing to do is get, like, they call them no-burst supplies, like you would see under your toilet or your sink. It's still got a rubber hose in it, but it's reinforced by, like, a stainless steel braided on the outside. Of course, it's not foolproof, but a lot of the older ones, people don't see it. Like, the wash machine, you should be able to see that valve behind the washer when you're not using it. Get in the habit of turning it off so the pressure's not against the hoses. But a lot of times, you can't see the valve, so people, they don't know. You look behind the washer, and the hose might be swelled up, look like there's a golf ball in
it. Right, that's what happens.
And when
that one goes,
out,
oh my gosh.
In most cases, it happens like when you leave for work. You leave for work at 8 o'clock, quarter after 8, this thing decides to bust.
Mm-hmm.
And who would know?
Hours.
Hours.
So you should change them if they're 5, 10 years old. You would recommend to change them?
Definitely. And again, get into the habit of being able to turn that water off when you're not using the wash machine. Turn it off, then there's no pressure against the hoses.
I got out of the habit, and I'll tell you when that habit was. My father, that was his big thing. When I moved out of my house when I was 20 years old, he was every day down. Did you, you know, the washer, did you turn it off? I was trained, and for 20 years I did it that way until we moved into this house that we're in now 10 years ago. I stopped doing it.
Right. And it's easy, too. I mean, it's new. It's just
it's right
a quarter-turn valve.
Right. Yeah.
It's a good practice.
I still hear his
voice.
And
especially if the washer is on the second floor.
Definitely.
Or the first floor.
Right.
Because you get a burst there, you got a big problem.
Oh, definitely. Yep.
Okay. Good advice there. All right. So, under sinks, you have different, we talked about traps last week. There are different types of traps. Mm-hmm. And depending on the age of a home, you can have an S trap. You can have a P trap. What other kind of traps can you have?
Yeah, what are the difference? What's an S trap? What's a P trap?
An S trap doesn't have a vent to it.
Mm.
And so the one that goes down, it goes into the floor.
Yeah,
it looks like an S. Down and goes straight down into the floor.
By like BOCA code and the city codes and stuff, it's no good because there's no vent on it. So, again, what we talked about before, that a lot of times the S-trap will drain better than the P-trap does. You'd be surprised the way that the water goes down, but there's no vent on it. So, in the process, it could be pulling water out of a trap from somewhere else. You know, so it's draining good, but then you might be getting a little bit of smell and stuff like that from it. But that's basically it. The S-trap has no vent. P-trap has a vent on it.
All right, so
the P-trap goes into the wall.
Yes.
Okay.
Into the wall. So that's what you want to look for when you're looking to buy a home, especially in the city of Scranton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you licensed in the city of Scranton?
Yes.
All right, so you're one of the ones that are permitted to do any type of work like this.
Right.
All right. Mark Snyder, Snyder Plumbing. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
I had a cell phone number at 570-840-3205.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 511 East Market Street in Scranton for only $59,000. This home has a great size fenced-in yard that's perfect for kids or pets. This home has a kitchen on the second floor that would be perfect for an in-law suite. The front porch has been redone with Trex decking and new vinyl handrail. The home has so much potential and it needs a new owner. That's 511 East Market Street in Scranton, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home for only $59,000, and that's listed by Dan Taylor of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Guess what I have for you today?
Statistics.
Surprise, surprise. I haven't done them in a little bit. So for the last 30 days, the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for single-family homes. If the home is a 2-bedroom single-family home, the median sales price is $75,000. For 3 bedrooms, the median sales price is $130,000. And for all homes, and now this is, of course, in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, Wyoming counties, the median sales price for 4 bedrooms or more is $120,000. Now, I have by county statistics for the first quarter. So in Lackawanna County, in the first quarter of 2017, the value of a typical home in Lackawanna County is almost $150,000, right under that mark, $149,895. In Luzerne County, the value of a typical home is $127,000. In Wayne County, I was very surprised by this. Wayne County, the value is $186,000. And in Wyoming County, the value of a typical home is $165,000. interesting statistics.
Yes, very interesting.
Very interesting statistics. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
How do you relax? Maybe it's stretched out in a hammock on the beach, holding an ice-cold drink with an umbrella. Maybe it's just sitting next to a stream with a good book. How do you feel relief? That last bite of a perfect meal?
Delicious.
Instant relief from heartburn?
If you use Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, selling your house is actually a relief. Odds are you've got other priorities, like preparing to move for that next big job, downsizing to give yourself a break from all that household maintenance, or handling the home of a loved one who's passed. The last thing you want to worry about are the obstacles of selling a house. And that's where the experienced agents at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can help. Visit us online at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Or call us today at 570-344-6724 for a free consultation. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Each office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy. And with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And
good morning.
Good morning. And we have some good information coming up, I think.
Oh, yes. I think so, too. Mark Snyder, Snyder Plumbing. We've been courting you for a long time.
Plumbing and heating.
Yeah. But
we're just talking about plumbing.
We're talking about plumbing last week and this week. But Mark is reliable. He's honest. He's efficient. He cleans up after himself. What more can you want? And you're reasonable, too.
Try to be.
Yes, you're very reasonable. You're responsive. You answer your phone, which, by the way, is... What's the phone number? 570?
Yes, 840-3205.
Okay,
that might change after this. You might get so many phone calls. You might not.
It's you, your dad, your brother, and Snyder Plumbing and Heating, and you are located based in Scranton, but you do go throughout Lackawanna County and in outlying areas as well. So you've been doing it for 25 years, which is good. You know what you're doing.
Yes.
You've come across everything.
Sometimes, yeah.
All right. These days, there are water heaters. There are different types of water heaters. They're called hot water heaters, or is it they just called water heaters? Because somebody pointed that out to me. We had a tendency to call them hot water heaters
right. In
real estate.
But why would you heat the hot water?
Right.
Why would you heat the hot water?
Okay. Now, there's something new or newer on-demand systems?
Yes, they have them on-demand systems.
More expensive?
Yes, the initial part of it, buying the heater and then installing it.
Okay.
Every job is different, the application of it.
So, do you recommend them?
Yes, I like them.
Okay.
I like them because you're not... A regular chimney vent or water heater, which most people have,
right?
It always maintains water temperature, whether you're using the water or not. So 40 gallons of water, it's just constantly doing it. Now, the new ones, it's like a switch. It doesn't turn on until you open the faucet. You open the faucet, heats the water, get done with the faucet, shuts back off. Another nice feature, which a lot of people like, and most people don't have that convenience, is if you have two bathrooms in your house, two people could be showering at the same time and get a sufficient amount of water. Which is a nice feature,
which
I like about it,
because
most people, you just set your schedule around your wife, roommate, whoever, you go in first and they wait a little while and then you go in afterwards.
Oh,
but yeah, it's a nice feature. I think it's a selling point for some people when they hear that, it kind of seals the deal.
Right. Sure.
We used to live in an apartment. And when the tenant downstairs would take a shower,
right.
I couldn't get in because she'd be in it for a half hour. I get in there, I get a cold shower.
Yeah.
I'd be in and out in 2 seconds.
Sure.
But you don't have to worry about that. And these could be fired by either gas or electric?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good. Yes.
What temperature should the temperature be?
The normal is about 125 degrees.
All right. That's
some people like it a lot hotter.
Oh, I love it hot.
Yeah. Some people turn them up as high as they'll go.
It's not good for the skin, but the hotter, the better for me. But
you have to worry about children when it's that
hot.
Yeah,
definitely. You don't want them to, you know, get hurt.
Right. Get scalded.
Okay. Yeah. So, and how large should a water heater be, say, for a family of four?
At least 40 gallon.
Okay.
At least. But no, with those newer style, the capacity of the water, like as we talked about, there's plenty there.
Right, yeah, right.
Yes,
so
Yeah.
But the old style.
Yeah, the old style. That 40 gallon is cutting it close. A family of four, depending on what your schedules are like.
All right. Okay, good. And how long you stay in the shower.
Exactly.
You were talking about the on-demand hot water heater. Is there any extra maintenance or anything you have to do with these?
Every year they have to be flushed out. They say with water and vinegar, and it's a pretty basic.
So a homeowner can do it themselves.
Yeah, it's like myself. I could show them the first time, and then if they wanted to do it afterwards, it's not too complicated. The unit's pretty much set up with valves. You don't have to get too involved with it. It's a matter of a pump running some chemical through it, because there's a heat exchanger in there that tends to build up a little bit of just a corrosion. And then the company strongly recommends every year to flush it through.
And if you don't do it, you'll lose efficiency, and you'll be wasting money.
Do you have to do it every year? I know a couple people that don't do any maintenance on them, and they work fine. But how long is it going to work fine for them without doing what the company tells you to do?
Right.
Well, regarding water heaters, you know, there was a time when I could tell when the water heater was going to go, because there was this white stuff that would come out the faucet.
Right.
And I'd say, you're going to have to get another water heater, you know, because it would start to disintegrate.
Right.
Okay. So,
the white tube, the tube inside would start to deteriorate.
The dip tube in it.
That's what would start to come through.
Yeah,
that's
so right. I would know.
Either that or the calcium buildup in it. It could be one or the other. Usually it's the dip tube. Well, I've been doing it 25 years. I think I've changed one dip tube in my life, so I can't say that usually it's that. It all depends on how hard the water is.
To know before it's like landed on the floor in the basement, you know, I mean, that's not a, or get into a really cold shower. I mean, that wasn't something that I wouldn't look forward to that. But so we would know, and then we would change it before we'd had that problem.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
All hot water heaters created equally?
As far as?
As quality.
Yeah, I don't think, you can't buy a bad water heater. They're all basically the same thing with the holding tank. Of course, it holds the water, the gas valve on the bottom of it. They're basically constructed about the same.
They're all about the same. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Now, is there a certain amount of time that you get with the old style water heater? Mm-hmm. Is there a certain magic number? Because when I'm showing houses and, you know, say to a couple, their family member who has had experiences, owned a house and perhaps has bought and sold a house prior to that, may think that there's
a lifespan.
Yeah, 5 years. We need a new water heater.
Right.
Is there a magic number?
No.
Okay.
No. It's based on a couple things. Of course, every house has different pressure coming into the house, so that pressure going into the tank. And, of course, how much you use it. Some person might just be drawing it out once, and then it just replenishes the water, heats up and stuff. So
it could last 10 years.
It's one of those things.
Just because it hits a 5-year anniversary doesn't mean it needs to be replaced.
No, the basic warranty on them is 6 years.
Okay.
You might see some of them that last 5 years and 6 months. And you might see some of them last 11 years, 12 years. It's real. People, the customers ask me, like, they might want to do a little preventive maintenance. Should I change it? Well, you tell them, it's like having a car. It could last a month. It could last another 6 years. There's really no way to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes they show signs like you'll be getting a lot of dirty water just on your hot water side. Well, of course, you know, it's coming from the water heater.
Right.
So that's a sign for you. Or if you're getting a lot of buildup, like a basic thing is like your faucet. You go to turn the faucet on in the bathroom. Now there's no pressure in the faucet because there's a little screen on the end, mm-hmm. which would catch all the residue and the calcium buildup from the water heater. So that might be a telltale sign too. But otherwise, it's one of those things you just don't know.
Should I drain my water heater periodically to clean out that stuff?
I wouldn't think that it would hurt, but the company, as far as I know, I don't think they strongly recommend it.
Okay.
Well, the problem you could run into with that is some of them have a plastic valve on the bottom that you open to drain the water. So you know what happens if it hasn't been touched in years.
You can't open it,
and then you got another problem now. So you're doing good or bad.
Oh, there you go.
One thing that we come across commonly in our home inspections, the home inspector usually finds with the water heater, it's like happens like in most inspections on the inspection report, they're saying that it's missing a part that is...
The pipe off of the relief valve?
Yes, the pipe off the relief valve.
That's
right.
Important.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. Basically, what it is just so that relief valve, if the pressure ever got... close to, well, it's 150 pounds it's rated at. If it got close to there, instead of the water heater erupting or causing any damage to the water heater, that does its job by getting rid of the pressure there. But if you didn't have that pipe there, and say if a kid or a person was walking by, what's the chances on it happening? But if it did, then you could get that hot water get like on your clothes and your face, or a child can get it on them.
Scald.
It's important. Yeah. They recommend they want it 6 inches from the floor
right.
up. Yes,
right.
That's how they recommend it.
Okay.
So if it goes off, whatever is going to do is just going to go on the floor.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. I understand now. Now, I want to talk about how do I reduce high water bills? What would you suggest? Do you have any solutions for any listener out there that has high water bills and they want to cut down on their expense?
Well, of course, the obvious things. If you see a faucet dripping or get on your basement, you see water leaking from a pipe or something like that. Or you like a water saver, a shower head, a couple of things
All
like
right,
that.
All right, the water savers, the shower head. Hmm? You're reducing the amount that comes out the right. water, so you're losing pressure.
You're losing the volume.
The volume, yeah. If you buy a good one, though, the first time you use it, it might be a little different to you, but eventually you get used to it. It's depending on how much force you want out of the shower head.
Okay. All right.
I like to feel like I'm in front of a fire hydrant. That's what I like. Right. I want to like get knocked over by the shower.
Okay. So maintain your faucets by, you know, every so often changing out the washers.
Sure. If you see a leak, definitely.
All right. Old toilets versus new toilets. They are the power flush toilets.
Mm-hmm.
They're energy saving.
Yeah, they don't use that much water, and it's got like a cylinder in the back which builds up pressure, so less water, flushes better, less blockage problems, if there were any.
Okay, the downside is that...
Just the upfront costs. They're a little more costly than a regular toilet.
And
noise.
Yeah, they're loud.
Yeah, if you flush it upstairs, you know downstairs.
Mm-hmm. You see, they put them in a lot of the restaurants, like newer restaurants, you see, because, of course, some people are going to throw more, some people throw less stuff in it. So basically, it'll take care of whatever's thrown into it.
Yeah, maybe you should come and put one in our office.
What room in the house uses the most water? This is Pat's question, but I'm asking it.
Right. The kitchen.
Aha.
When he said that to me, when we were talking about the show, he said it to me, I looked at him, like, are you crazy? Like, that's just, I would think it's the bathroom.
Right. Well, it's with the dishwasher, and then you're doing the dishes.
Ice maker.
Right.
Dishwasher, sink, running water all
that's
the time.
Right. All the time, filling pots, right. This and that. Gotcha.
You did. You got me on that one. Okay. Downspouts to sewer lines.
Mm-hmm.
That's not allowed. And,
right.
I see it all the time.
Definitely. Years ago, they used to do it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, but they just can't take the amount of water. Just think of all the water coming off every roof going into the sewer.
Right.
But again,
people would have problems.
Yeah.
So it would back up into their basement.
Definitely. So what do people do now? I'm your neighbor. You take it out of the sewer and you point it towards my house. Now
I got it in my basement.
Now it's flooding your basement.
So sometimes they just don't have a choice with it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's a big no-no. They don't want it into the sewer.
Right.
Yeah, we redid our house. We ripped all of that stuff out because the downspouts were into the sewer line.
But we come across it a lot in, obviously shown a lot of houses out there, older houses, and that's exactly what they did.
That's the way they were.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, and we had an excellent show with you, Mark Snyder, Snyder Plumbing and Heating. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
With calling area code 570-840-3205.
Thank you for your time today and last week. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Pat?
Yes, we have a very nice 4-bedroom, 4-bath home with a 1-car garage at 634 Bednot Street in Dunmore for $179,000. This beauty has just been updated and it's very deceiving. From the front of the home, it doesn't look that big, but it's got an addition on the back that really increases the living space. This home has been freshly painted and it has new flooring. The house needs nothing. And it also has a lower level with 2 bedrooms and a 3-quarter bath. This is a large level yard and it's literally steps away from Sherwood Park. So if you want an updated 4-bedroom, 4-bath home with a garage, give us a call about 634 Bednot Street in Dunmore for $179,000.
Thank you, Pat. Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for single family homes sold in the last 30 days. How did people pay? 30% paid cash. 38% went to a bank and got a conventional loan. That's a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan. 23.5% FHA, that's the Federal Housing Administration. 1.3% used a PHFA, 2% used a rural housing program, and 4% used a VA. That's the Veterans Administration type of loan. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.